If you've wondered about the birds and the bees, just tune in to some Frank and Beans.
Welcome to Frank and Beans, everyone.
Frank and Beans, the Sex and Relationship Podcast.
Where I am Beth.
And I'm Brian.
And we are still in the middle of the end of the world.
Day 57 of quarantine. God, this sucks.
Oh my God. I feel like Tom Hanks in, what's the one where he is Wilson the football?
Yeah, Castaway.
Yeah, I literally feel like Castaway right now.
It's awful.
Yeah. I mean, my yard looks amazing though, so there is that.
You know, and I was just telling you about this, but yeah, I signed up to foster a little puppy dog.
Aww.
So maybe that'll keep me a little occupied during the quarantine.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but like good karma building.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
like
I need that.
A little puppy, you just needed a little home.
Yeah, something to do.
A little Uncle Brian to take him home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until he moves to North Carolina.
Right.
I'm like, Brian, what's stopping you? Come on. It's 30 degrees there. It's disgusting.
Oh, that was horrible. I sent you that picture of like the icicles on the street signs and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. While it's like 70 and sunny every day here. It's like amazing. That's why I've been able to get so much damn yard work done. Like I've mulched the entire like perimeter of the house. I built my garden yesterday, like seeded the grass. Like, I mean, it looks so good. Oh, and then today I did 3 of my little pavement steps. Like I'm building a little walkway out to the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I got the start of that done. So
nice.
It's been so productive.
Yeah, not me.
I wouldn't say that I'm drinking less. I'm just saving more money by not going to the bar.
That's very true. Mm. All of a sudden, I have money left. I'm like, where did this come from?
Right.
Oh, when you're not spending $60 at the bar 4 times a week.
Yeah. My neighbors did just tell me, though, that they were saying that there's supposed to be like a mandatory 2-week, like not even leaving the house, get what you need for 2 weeks thing.
I think that's smart. I wish we would do that and just stop this like, oh, we're on a don't leave your home order for the next 30 days. Well, what does that mean? It means you can leave your home. You know, maybe if we just kind of sat in our houses for 2 weeks, like maybe the shit would go away. Maybe everything would be better on the tail end. And it's 2 weeks.
I mean, at least like the people who had it would be identified and pulled aside at the hospital by then, you know?
Right.
But I don't know. Something. Then you still have healthcare workers who are exposed to it who then go home.
Well, but my thing is like fast food places have to be passing this along more than anybody right now. I see that, you know, the guy in the drive-thru, he's taking my card, he's wearing gloves, great, but how many cards is he touching and how many times did he touch his face when he touched these credit cards?
And the mail, it was so funny, like I got an email from my boss that was like, okay guys, new procedure. When you get the mail or you take a check, you have to go put the gloves on and then you can process the thing and then you take the gloves off and you throw the gloves away. And like, it's like,
I know how to wear gloves.
Yeah,
well, I'm not like, stupid.
I'm like, this is getting a little silly at this point. And then, so now every time we touch anything in the office, like me, so like, oh, forgot my gloves. Oh, forgot my gloves. It's like, so silly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I realize that it's very sad and it's not like anything to joke about, but if people could just stop being fucking stupid, like I know I'm not spreading it. I have done nothing but go to work and go home.
Yeah.
Like I put that meme up the other day. It was like Dennis the Menace and he was like, can we go to a restaurant? I'm sick of eating groceries. Like that's literally me right now. So hard.
Right.
I just want someone else to make me food. Like usual. Anyway. So,
anyhow.
Last episode.
Yeah.
We'll call it the April Fool's episode.
Yeah, we can say that now.
Yeah.
I don't think many people like finished it and actually like, you know, you had that one person you were talking to. I had the other one who does the podcast. And, oh, I'm so happy for you. And it's like, Did you finish the episode, though?
Right. Yeah. I almost felt bad because people were like, oh. So anyway, if you didn't listen to it, it was the topic was falling in love with your best friend. And Brian and I played a little trick on the audience because it was released on April Fool's Day, where we said that, oh, we've fallen in love. We're together now. Blah, blah, blah. Went through the whole episode with the reveal finally at the end. But we feel like some people didn't listen to it all the way through.
Right.
So to clear the air, we are not together. It was a joke. We're sorry if your feelings were hurt by that. So, but that just means it was a pretty good fucking trick.
Right.
Yeah.
We got him. We got him.
Yep. Hell yeah. Pranksters. So if you love that Franksters? Episode. Franksters, yeah. Well, put it in the Franktionary. but if you loved that episode, if you loved all the episodes that you've heard so far, you can become a sponsor on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/frankandbeans. The words Frank and Beans all spelled out. And for a number of different tiers of sponsorship, you can get all kinds of different Frank and Bean swag.
Absolutely. Including a beer crack in your honor.
Oh, yeah. Brian is also making t-shirts right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I can confirm are great because I did get mine for my birthday. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Very exciting stuff. Also, if you love the show, then you can leave us a nice review, which we really appreciate more than you know because it helps every time we get a 5-star review. It helps for other people to see the show. So,
yeah, it kind of boosts it in the rankings or whatnot and helps us to expose it to other people. So,
right. So maybe the love of your life is out there needing great relationship advice to find you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you leave us a review, your chances of finding them are just going to be that much better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But if you do have any specific questions, concerns, show ideas, anything, you can also email us at fnbpodcast@gmail.com. That is the letters franknovemberbravo@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. We're waiting to hear from you.
Call now.
We're lonely waiting for your email.
Oh, we're so lonely right now.
Fucking coronavirus.
I know. I just want to go to the bars. Anyway, what are we talking about today, Brian?
Let's talk about euphemisms for sex.
Because we can all use a good laugh now that we're like deep in the middle of depression era.
Absolutely.
Quarantine. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's starting to get to that point where people are starting to crack. So I was like, we need a good, fun, funny episode.
Oh, that's good thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to depress them with normal relationship talk.
Exactly. And of course, you know, because this is an edutainment podcast,
mm-hmm.
It's not only going to be informative, but it will also be funny. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to keep your little brain cells working. While you're away from work.
Oh, that's good thinking, too. Mm-hmm. Man, this is the podcast for everybody.
Yeah. So, euphemisms, if you don't know what that is, are an expression or word substituted for one considered too harsh or blunt when referring to something unpleasant or embarrassing. They are words or phrases that say one thing when we all really know it means something else. Slang, if you will, like kick the bucket or buying the farm for dying.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So sexual euphemisms aren't a new part of our language. Did you know that, Beth?
I did know that.
So, for instance, the word fuck is actually one of the oldest euphemisms and dates back to 1508.
So crazy. I did kind of know that, though, already.
Yeah. So what was interesting to me, the word came from the Latin words meaning to strike or to fist.
Whoa.
According to Green's dictionary. The F word was integrated into English literature as a replacement for the word swive.
Yeah. Swive.
Swive. which was the first genuinely obscene word for sex.
Let's bring back swive.
I like swive.
Like swive you.
Swive you,
mother
fucker.
Swiver.
Swiver.
I don't know. Fuck just is an easier ring to it for me, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably because I say it so often.
I wonder what swive means. I mean, like, no, we know what it means, but I might look this up real quick. Swive.
All right. Well, in the meantime, euphemisms were designed to circumvent the societal restrictions on dirty talk.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, especially back in the day, like it was all super, mostly generated from the Middle Ages where people were super conservative Christians who believed talking about sex was blasphemous, which, okay, not all that much has changed today, right. You know, but I think it was even more so back then because what was I just watching? It was something about, it's like BuzzFeed Ruins History or whatever. It's super funny on Amazon, those two guys. But they were talking about like how like brutal it was, like if, you know, like adultery, they would like cut your head off. And it's like, whoa, like they were so serious about punishment back then. So
yeah, no doubt.
I think using euphemisms was a little bit more about life or death back then. So
serious.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Euphemisms tend to be topical and current, though, which is why many of the old-timey phrases that started the phenomenon don't make any sense to us in today's world.
Yes. What's your favorite one, just off the cuff, Brian?
Oh, I like banging.
Yeah?
Banging's probably my favorite. I was trying to go through here a little bit and... Da, 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 da.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
gonna stick with so many. We probably won't cover all of them, so.
Yeah. We should probably decide what the coolest one is and then label the episode that one.
I like it. Corona.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't worry, audience. You cannot get the Rona through podcast.
That has been confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. You know, some famous historical examples that I thought were very interesting. Number one being making the beast with two backs.
And
it's like, it sounds kind of silly, but like back then they're like, I can just imagine people being like, whoa, thou hast making the beast with two backs. It's like all like the way we say dirty stuff now. But it became famous, actually, from a character named Iago using the term in Shakespeare's famous work, Othello.
Okay.
So Shakespeare was a perv.
I like that, though. Making the beast with two backs.
Yeah.
I'm using that one. This next one I like a lot.
I like this one more than, yeah.
Yeah. Giving someone a green gown.
Oh.
Oh. Take it easy there, guy. It comes from the 1300s, and it means having sex with someone in the grass or on a hillside. Grass stains.
I mean, yeah. It's clever, and it's not too gross sounding, which is what I like about it. Like,
right. Giving someone a green gown.
Like when we were talking about the songs about fucking and how like anything with like cream just makes me fucking like nauseous. Like right. this is very opposite of that. It's like, yeah. Yeah. Oh God, this one is.
This one is nauseous.
This one is gross. Yeah. Making feet for children's stockings.
What?
It is very 1780s. It's just a just a creepy way of saying baby making, but yeah.
So 1780s.
Making feet for children's stockings. Ew.
No.
Ew. It makes me think about pregnancy, which is just not a turn on at all.
No, not one bit. Mention children in any of it, and that's
out. Right, and I'm like, nope.
Nope. Next one is play nug-a-nug.
Like, what does that mean? I can't even say it with a straight face.
Right. N-U-G-A-N-U-G. Nug-a-nug.
Nug-a-nug.
Nug-a-nug. I've been playing a lot of Sims 4 lately, and they have their own, like, their own language. I think it's called Simlish. And that sounds like something that would come out of Sims.
Oh my God, you're such a nerd sometimes. It yeah, is I know. So incredible.
It's amazing.
I've been playing a lot of Sims 4 lately, as opposed to normally.
Like, right. Yes. Well, you know, in the quarantine, I need social interaction. So
good point.
I make my Sim go socially interact, and I'm corona free.
I've just been like talking to my neighbors more, which. I'm like, oh, you'll do. You're a person.
You're a person. You're fine. You've got a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So anyway, playing Nug a Nug. The real meaning of Nug has been lost in history, but it essentially translates to playing something or other.
Playing something or other.
Playing something or other, which is probably another euphemism.
Oh, hey-o. Playing Nug-a-Nug, if you know what I mean.
Nug-a-Nug.
No, I don't know what you mean. No one knows what Nug-a-Nug is. It's been lost in history.
Lost in history. Nobody knows what you mean.
It's not going in the Franktionary because we don't. Anyway, this is kind of funny. Ride Below the Crupper, which is from the 1570s. And a crupper is a piece of horse tack that keeps its tail erect. So This one refers to anal sex, or at the very least, doggy style. Hmm. Or I will go on record saying horsey style.
Horsey style.
Ride Below the Crupper.
Ride Below the Crupper. I don't know what you mean.
Right. Oh, is that horsey style I've heard so much about?
Right. So 1570s.
We'll leave it there.
Right. Next one we have is Labor the Leather.
This one's kind of like, hey-o.
All right. Whoa. So 1500s to 1600s. Leather needs a great deal of manipulation to soften, smooth, and maintain it.
All right. So, foreplay. That's what's
up. Right. You got to soften, smooth it, and then maintain it. So this was the do it all night long of the 16th century.
Labor that leather. I'm going to labor that leather all night.
You got some leather for me to labor?
Right.
I got you.
Right. Ooh, I'm going to labor that leather. Oh my God, this one is...
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites from the olden days. It is, have your corn ground, which is not what you think. this is from 1800 to 1810. It refers to the method of grounding corn where it's repeatedly pounded with stone.
Pounded.
So, contrary to what you might think, initially the corn is the lady.
Oh.
Yeah, because... Having your corn ground, it's not like the corn cob. Everyone's thinking cob, right? No.
Oh, I was.
Right. But having your corn ground, like ground, when you grind the corn, when they ground the corn, they like did it with a stone when it's off the cob.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So it's like having your corn ground does not mean like there's no like male on male sex about it or anal or anything. This is like having your corn ground is like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get that girl.
Gotcha.
It's like going to Pound Town of today, having your corn ground.
Yeah, I was
ground.
Gonna say, like, yeah, the pounding corn, grinding corn. Interesting. Yeah.
It's just funny because you always think corn cob, so.
Yeah. See, next one is make butter with one's tail. Dude, that was make butter with one's tail.
Yeah, imagine saying that with a straight face.
Right. This comes from the 1590s. So churning butter takes a lot of vigorous circular movements.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like what frat boys were using back in the 1500s. Well, yeah, I'm going to make butter with one's tail. Oh, also, did humans have tails back then? What's going on with that?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Was tail a euphemism for a dick, or?
This was 600 years ago, so.
Right. They were dumb back then.
Or 400 years ago. God, I'm so stupid. I can do math. Oh, my God. Okay, this next one is so weird. We can thank our friend William Shakespeare again for this one. Mm. Everyone's favorite literary pervert. It is grope for trout in a peculiar river.
Hmm.
This is from the early 1600s. And this is found in his lesser known work, Measure for Measure. This one is a tip of the hat to finger banging.
My goodness.
Groping for a trout in a peculiar river.
Did Shakespeare like ever see a vagina in his life?
I don't know.
If he describes a vagina as a peculiar river, I don't think he's ready for it.
Well, I think groping for trout probably has something to do with maybe women's feminine hygiene was not what it is today.
You said it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that is fair. God.
Yeah.
Ugh, Shakespeare.
Right. What a weirdo.
I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Take a turn at Bushy Park. It sounds like an ad for like a amusement park.
Right. Or like a Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to.
Why don't you come take a turn down at the Bushy Park?
Right.
So Bushy Park is an actual park in London where men went to solicit prostitutes or have illicit encounters. Back in back page of the 1800s.
Okay. All right. Bushy Park. Also, Bushy Park just already sounds like a euphemism.
Right.
Turns out it's a real place.
It's a real place. Which so may or may not be named after a bushy vagina.
Right. Yeah. Like, they're like, okay, guys, where are we going to do all the illicit sex and solicit prostitutes? All in favor of Bushy Park. I think we're all, yeah. Yeah. Naturally.
Absolutely.
Okay, so St. George is another euphemism from the 1800s, believe it or not.
No creativity at all.
No creativity at all. But St. George supposedly rode a dragon, so it was like the cowgirl of the 1800s.
Okay.
Which I don't think we're honoring that man's name properly. You think if he knew that, like the cow, it's called cowgirl now, that
right,
he would feel good about that.
Hmm. No.
No.
No, he didn't want to go, like he sounds kind of badass, like he rode a dragon for fuck's sake.
Right.
To be renamed a cowgirl, I don't think he'd be happy. Not one bit.
No.
Oh, next is making whoopee.
I feel like you have to say it with a 1920s accent. I'm making a whoopee. It's like
making whoopee, see? Yeah, it comes out of the 1920s. Prohibition. Mm-hmm. They were probably dealing with times like we were dealing. We're probably going to come up with some stupid names for sex.
Yeah. Because everyone's bored. They better get some creativity out of this shit.
Right. I feel like the next euphemism is going to have to do with like Tiger King and... You know, it has to.
Right. Like feeding your husband to the tiger or something.
Put it to the fractionary.
Yeah.
That's the name of this show. Feeding your husband to the tigers.
So good.
So anyway, making whoopee was very edgy and obviously sexual at the time.
So it's like the getting jiggy with it of its time.
Absolutely.
Making whoopee with it. No. I don't know. Oh, the 1920s were weird. Oh, that was 100 years ago. That's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love this one. Horizontal refreshment. And this is the 1860s, and it was one of the only terms at the time that wouldn't result in a lady slapping you with her glove and saying, fresh. Like, would you like to go for a little horizontal refreshment, m'lady? Doesn't sound too bad. I get that.
No, it's a lot better than saying, hey, would you like to take a turn at the Bushy Park?
Right. Or like, I'm going to grow up the trout from a strange river or whatever it was. Like,
that will still get you slapped in 2020.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. And saying fresh, that's interesting.
No, that was just my joke on that one.
Oh, like, gotcha.
You know. Gotcha. Anyway.
I'm a fan of horizontal refreshment.
Yeah, I like horizontal refreshment. That sounds one that like it seems like you could still use it today.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
The only one out of those.
I would say that nowadays a horizontal refreshment might be like Fireball. No, all good decisions happen with Fireball. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's more like cartwheel refreshment for me, because that's like how I end up if I just start drinking Fireball.
But yeah, horizontal refreshment sounds like a drink that you would have to get in the mood.
Right. It's like some CBD infused fucking like calorie free alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
don't
my
call
God.
It Spanish Fly.
Oh God.
All right, next and least, last, not least, a bit of the, how's your father?
I could not find any sort of origin on how this, like, came up, but...
Yeah, that's interesting, like...
If someone was like, let's go for how about a bit of your, how's your father? I'd be like, oh, you want to Skype Henry? I wonder what he's up to. Actually, I don't. He's already Skyped me 3 times today, so... Yeah,
it's weird. My mom texted me today. She never does that.
Yeah,
and she was like genuinely asking how I'm doing, and I'm like, "What have you heard?" Have you been spying on my Facebook?
Right,
because she never texts me, and it's almost worrisome when she does text me.
Oh yeah,
and especially asking how I'm doing. That those three things never happen.
Oh, so yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Not like my parents were like, we're bored, we're bored. What are you doing?
Pay attention to me.
3 times a day. Anyway, now in today's day and age, talking about sex has become somewhat less taboo.
We have a whole podcast on it.
Exactly, yeah. which I think our podcast is still probably a little taboo, but... We use euphemisms for sex seemingly more for fun and less out of necessity than they did back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
They've become more a slang for coloring up our vocabulary rather than hiding the actual act itself using language.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But you know what? Saying things like having intercourse or fornicating, it just seems too clinical
right.
and awkward to say.
Right. You know, especially like, Madame, would you like some cunnilingus?
Right.
No, nobody wants to say that.
Thank you for dinner. Would you like to come inside for some intercourse?
No, thank you.
Right. Well, Brian, what we did is went to fornicate town.
Right. No. So because of all that, however, some people still use them as a way to reference sexual acts in front of crowds, they would rather not use such direct language in front of, such as children, parents, and other family members, or other situations where being direct is not appropriate, such as the workplace.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think you would still kind of like boil it down to just saying like sex, but sex is kind of a euphemism, right? No.
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 No, that's the actual...
It's not as nerdy as saying having intercourse. I intercoursed my wife last night.
Right. That's just so... It almost sounds more awkward.
It does. And just like so proper, just like missionary sex the whole entire time. No eye contact because God's watching.
Yes, that's what fornicating is.
Right. Or intercourse, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There's nothing fun about intercourse.
Mm-mm.
There's no one enjoys fornicating.
No. Fornicating sounds like it's solely for procreating.
Right, exactly.
Ugh. Ugh.
So we've compiled a list of today's favorites. And we'll start with, you know, the basics. Like, mm-hmm. one that I would say often is doing it.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's a good one.
Everyone knows what it is.
Everyone does.
When you're doing it, it's sex.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It can be nothing else.
Yeah.
Also, getting busy, getting laid, getting lucky, getting some, getting it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. Good add-on, Bri.
Yeah. We all know what it is.
Those are all kind of the same category, I feel like. Yeah. Getting some. Yeah. So, you know. The old In Out In Out, which is from The Clockwork Orange.
Absolutely. A bit of the old In Out In Out.
Yeah. I use the emojis for that. The okay fingers and then the pointing finger. That's how I do the old In Out In Out in emoji form.
Emoji porn.
Mm-hmm.
See, next is banging, screwing, smashing, and shagging.
Yeah, I think those are all kind of like the same category, right?
Sure, yeah. You know. Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Then you got knocking boots, which knockin' I wonder boots. Where that comes from.
You know, I don't know. I was going to say like maybe popular 90s R&B.
Yeah, but you, I mean, like, but who's having sex with their boots on in the 90s?
Hmm.
And why are they knocking?
Why are they knocking?
I know that is a 90s R&B song, but.
Apparently, Luke Bryant does one, too, but we know nothing about that.
Right. I'm sure Luke Bryant does. I'm sure it's fucking terrible.
The phrase was supposedly refers to Old West, sexy times.
Oh, okay. So this belongs actually in the old timey one.
Yeah. When cowboys got with the ladies, they'd place their boots under the bed. the ensuing action would knock the shoes together repeatedly, creating
How
noise.
Funny.
Yeah.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
See?
Oh, man.
Knocking boots.
How about it?
I like that.
We all learned something today.
yeah. Edutainment.
Okay. Next, we've got tapping that ass.
Yeah. That's definitely got to come from 80s, 90s R&B.
Oh,
rap,
for sure.
Whatnot.
Yeah. Tap that ass is for sure like hood phrase.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to let you have the next one.
Oh, yeah. This is my personal favorite, boning. I say boning all mm-hmm. the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Boning.
Boning. Because boners. I use the word boner like at least seven times a day.
I never use it to like describe an erection, though. I always refer to boners as people. Like these fucking boners. These fucking boners at work. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, not me. I only refer to erect penises exclusively as a boner.
The next one we have Beavis and Butthead to thank. And it's scoring.
We're going to score. Oh, my God. I love it. And then much like the getting category, we have the doing. Doing mm-hmm. the dirty deed. Doing the nasty. Doing the wild thing.
Yeah.
I guess doing it is sort of in that. But I think doing it's more like its own thing. These sure, all yeah. have like an actual like. You know, other word at the end of it.
Right. The, so hanky panky as well.
Hanky panky feels a little old timey.
Yeah, it does. There was like an old song about that, right?
I don't know.
My baby does the
hanky panky. Oh, yeah, that's like, this is like the 50s yeah. way of saying it. Right. No hanky panky, you two.
Oh.
It's like when your dad is sending you off on a date in mm-hmm. high school. Oh, here is a major Beth and Brian one, going all the way or home run.
Home run, now which I'm sure is what, yeah, what scoring comes from, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I didn't Probably. Think about that. Huh.
Rolling in the hay.
A roll in the hay. Like, that probably has old origins.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
I'm thinking, like, Midwest.
Yeah.
Also, that My sounds favorite. So uncomfortable.
Yeah, hay is pretty, oof, no. Not very comfortable, but Ouch. My favorite is in Young Frankenstein. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, the Mel Brooks movie?
No.
No. He gets in the back of a cart with this really hot girl, and he's like, how'd you fancy a roll in the hay? And the back of the cart is full with hay, so she just starts rolling in it.
That sounds right on brand with Mel Brooks.
Right.
Oh, my God. And this, I guess, could sort of, like, old-timey, but knowing someone in the biblical sense, which comes from the actual Bible verse, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. Gotcha. So knowing some of the biblical sense actually means, like, yeah, I fucked her. Yeah, I know her in the biblical sense.
Yeah, I know her.
Oh, I know her. Wink. Wink. Like, Old Testament know her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Genesis.
Right.
Wink.
Garden of Eden know her.
And in the beginning, know her.
Let's see. So now we get to move to the more colorful list and probably the more, like, more recent.
Mm-hmm. These are...
So now we're up to date.
Now we're having fun with language.
Right.
Yeah.
We've had 500 years to perfect euphemisms for intercourse.
Right. The ones that, you know, that were, like, the basics were real, like, you know, not very inspired. Like, these next ones are, like, mwah. Like...
Yeah.
They took some thought.
Yeah, so first off, I'll take this one.
Oh, I hate it.
Hate it. Bumping uglies.
Ugh. Ugh. It just makes sex sound so gross.
Yeah, and ugly.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm. Right. It's not my favorite either.
No, my vagina is not ugly, for the record. So there.
There you go.
This one we can thank our good friend Eazy-E for, which is giving up the nappy dugout.
The nappy dugout.
That's so great.
God. The William Shakespeare of our time.
Honestly. Oh, man.
Oh.
I had a lot of fun researching this, by the way.
I bet you did. I like this one, the hot beef injection.
Right. I mean, it sounds a little clinical, but also funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's very Chicago.
Yeah. We're a fan of our beef up there.
Oh, yeah. Pants off, dance off is also one of my favorites. The pants off, dance off.
Also like the no pants dance.
Yeah.
With that, yeah, that's a good one.
For sure. I think actually somebody I used to date, Aaron, I think he listens to the show. I will give Aaron the credit for doing doing pants up, dance up, but also for like providing me with that particular euphemism. I think that's the first person I ever heard it from.
Gotcha. Well, shouts to Aaron.
Shout out to Aaron, yeah. Air Force Aaron.
Air Force Aaron.
Back in Champaign, Illinois.
See, this one's weird. I'm not a fan of this one. Putting ranch dressing in the Hidden Valley.
Gross. First of all, ranch dressing is disgusting.
Second of all, like...
Unless Hidden Valley wants to sponsor the show, in which case, we will take that back immediately. Right. We rescind.
Right. Also, like, that means coming in her. Don't come in people.
Ugh.
That's how babies are made.
Yikes, I didn't think about it that way. Putting ranch dressing on her Hidden Valley, maybe.
That much better.
Yeah, N is a little... Ugh.
You change one letter, and I changed my whole mind.
Yeah, see? I mean, yeah. Also, just, yeah, don't use that one ever again. Speaking of food...
Right.
Riding the Baloney Pony.
I do like that one.
That's, like, one of the first sexual euphemisms I ever heard, probably. Like, that one's pretty fifth grade for me.
Well, it's pretty cool because it's like baloney and pony rhyme. They don't look like they should, but...
Right, yeah. Yeah, they definitely don't look like they should. Sorry, Brian, I accidentally FaceTiming you because I dropped my phone.
What happened? Okay.
Never mind, it's good. We're good.
All right.
Keep going.
So, yeah, the next one to stick with deli meats is playing hide the salami.
These are all about food, but also that one like is it. Funny. I love playing hide the salami. Both actually and also the term. It makes me giggle.
I do like salami. Right. Like the actual deli meat, not the euphemism.
Yeah.
Of penis. I don't like penis, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Way to backpedal on that one, Brian.
Right.
Okay, this one is... I am going to go on record as all-time number one favorite. I laugh for... about 5 minutes straight when I read it. And there are so many reasons for that. It is taking grandma to Applebee's. Mostly because we have so much hysterical history with the bees.
Right.
And taking grandma there just makes it even funnier. Oh, my God. The bees.
Like, the bees will always be the place where, like, you don't want to pay $20 for food.
Right.
But you would like to pay a dollar for a drink.
Yes.
And you can just get smashed there. Nobody fucking cares because right. It's Applebee's.
And you can 100% just, like, make fun of everyone around you. And, it's one of the places you can go where you're like, I'm the best person here, for sure. Like,
right. There are some quality people watching going on at the bees.
For sure. For a reasonable price.
Right. And you can get trashed in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
All wins. Let's see. Next is the good old Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Or more recently, quarantine and chill.
Oh.
Bummer. Right. We had to bring that up.
I mean, I had to just because it's like, you know, probably the most recent euphemism that's been created.
We live in the times. It's topical. I understand.
Yeah. I'm also running out of shit again to watch on Netflix, by the way.
Right.
Gonna need them.
I have been watching Ozark. Have you watched Ozark?
I did.
Yeah.
Ryan.
I'm like in the middle of season two.
Darlene?
Don't tell me.
Oh, my God.
I have a feeling in the third season, she just fucking takes over. I don't want to hear it, though.
You haven't gotten to the gross thing about Darlene yet, have you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I will just... I would maybe have a bag handy.
Okay.
As you make your way through, just to, you know, like a, you know, like how airplanes have like a little bag in the
right
pocket in front of it.
Yeah. Just have it ready.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
But, and then also, massive fucking cliffhanger. I'm like, if they make me wait another 2 years to find out what fucking happens, I'm going to write a very angry letter to Jason Bateman.
I hate when that happens. Like, another, well, maybe it's not another Jason Bateman, but what was The Stranger?
Oh, The Outsider?
The Outsider, yeah. He was two episodes or so.
Oh.
I don't know if I've ever expressed my distaste for Jason Bateman on the show before.
I don't think you have. Well, I don't know if you have or not, but we've had this conversation several times. About how I love Jason Bateman. Like, Jason Bateman was, like, the first boy that I ever thought was so hot. Like, back on the Hogan Family.
Okay.
Like, Jason Bateman was, like, I would, like, oh, my God, he's so cute. Like, that was, like, how, like, Jason Bateman is the reason I knew I was into boys. Like, for sure.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And then you have a specific hatred for Jason Bateman.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't say hatred. Like, I still like to watch the shows that he's in, and he's a very good director. I appreciate everything he does, but while I was in Iraq, I did have a dream of him and my wife. Like, I came home from Iraq, and there were pictures of, like, him hugging my wife from behind on my fucking wall.
So Brian hates Jason Bateman because he thinks he was the reason that his marriage broke up.
Right. I was watching a lot of Arrested Development at the time.
See, there you go.
He seems like the kind of guy that could swoop in and take your wife. Like, it makes sense. Mr. Steal
Your Girl, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if anyone's got a line on that, let him know that he could get it. And I'm telling you, like, Ozark Jason Bateman looks way rougher than, like, Arrested Development Jason Bateman, but Ozark Jason Bateman could still get it.
Sure.
Yeah, he's hot. Anyway.
Anyway, here's a great segue.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, here's a good one into.
Speaking of your wife cheating on you with Jason Bateman, it may be because the next one it's called Disappoint the Wife.
Disappointing the wife.
I'm gonna go disappoint the wife. The wife's like, that's not even a joke. That's just actually gonna happen.
Right.
Or she might be disappointed because you're not Jason Bateman.
Could be.
Mm.
Both very plausible.
Yes.
Let's see. The next one, taking a trip to Pound Town.
This makes me think of Anchorman, where they're like, take me to Pound Town. And it's like a cartoon, like rainbow.
They're riding in unicorns. Yeah. And
do me. There's a rainbow. Do me on it. Oh, man. My neighbors are trying to be on the podcast right now.
Oh, they're definitely on the podcast.
Can you hear them?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Settle down out there. Anyway. Ooh, I'm glad I got this one.
I know.
That worked out really well. Now we're on to the last three are straight up nerd territory.
All right.
And since I am only into one nerdy thing, I will take the Harry Potter reference of Slytherin her Hufflepuff.
No, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That is a good one. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with like Slytherin her Ravenclaw.
Although when I went on Halloween just this last year, I went to the Ava Brothers concert with my friend Jeff. And because it was Halloween, well, Jeff, his wife, and their kids. And so I was dressed up as a Slytherin because I'd gone to work that day like that. And it was Halloween and we're going to a concert. So, yes, I stayed like that. So I like we're waiting to get out of the parking lot. I'm standing out there smoking a cigarette. And like these people that were like in line to get out in front of us just like roll down the window. This dude starts talking to me. And then Jeff, like, after, like, 2 or 3 minutes of this, Jeff rolls on the window and goes, quit trying to slither in her Gryffindor. I was like, good one.
Good
one. So, yeah, Hufflepuff like or Gryffindor. Both work.
For sure. Continuing on the nerd shit. Releasing the Kraken.
I mean.
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. Do you want to explain just what a Kraken is and what reference that is for anyone who doesn't know?
It's just like a big squid octopus monster type thing.
From what?
Isn't it from, let's see. It's from like the Greek stuff, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know nerd shit.
Yeah.
Harry Potter's the only nerd thing.
Yeah, I think also maybe it was in Release the Kraken was in fucking Titans movie or something. Yeah, like, you know.
I'm going to Google it real quick.
Yeah, Hercules and Zeus and shit like that.
Oh, Clash of the Titans, Release the Kraken.
Yeah, what are those called? Like, God damn it.
It's Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, but what is all that called? Like,
Mythology.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess it's not totally nerd shit. I thought it was way more nerdy than it was.
It's pretty fucking nerdy.
All right. Well, and speaking of which, we have one more nerd one, which is opening the gates of Mordor.
Lord of the Rings.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Which makes her pussy sound evil, but that's fine.
I mean, it can be true, though.
Yeah. Some girls are bitchy.
Some vagina is pretty evil.
I can think of one right now. That gave me trouble this week.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, she's from Mordor.
Yeah, her pussy is the gaze of Mordor.
Yeah.
You don't want to go in there.
No.
Anyway.
Anyway. So that was euphemisms for sex. I mean, that was kind of fun.
Those
are
fun, yeah. Like, and if you have any fun ones to share, definitely put it on our Facebook, email us, because we love hearing those. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll bring it up on the next episode. We'll tell your euphemisms.
We'll give you a little shout out. How's that?
For sure.
Yeah. So we have a new segment for you guys too.
We do.
Very excited to release this. We have been wanting to try to do some sort of like a segment. And, you know, now that we have more time on our hands, we've decided. Actually, this came from me being so fucking bored out of my skull the other night that I was just sitting at home and I was drinking and I'm swiping through Tinder and I'm literally sending Brian every ridiculous profile that I could see with like captions. And, like, for instance, one guy that had, like, an extremely long face. And I was like, why the long face? these laughs. And I just couldn't stop because it was so hilarious. So we figured that we should share with you Beth and Brian's WTF profile of the week.
Absolutely.
Because we know you're all out there experiencing this as well. And it can either make you feel less alone or at least give you something to laugh about if you are one of our happily coupled up Frank Zerbinis. So, Brian, do you want to go first or would you like me to go first?
Let's see. I'll let you go first.
Okay. Mine is, it was very hard to decide because there were so many. But this was just like a level of confusion that, well, I will give him points for knowing exactly what he wants in a woman. We'll put it that way. But this is Sid, S-I-D. He's 36. He works at Good Earth Natural Foods, which is 25 miles away, presumably Asheville, North Carolina. Now,
gotcha.
Sid's picture, he is wearing a onesie pajamas, seemingly okay. with some sort of sock monkey feet. He has long hair and like a page boy cap, I guess you could call it. And he is drawing sidewalk chalk. And well, his profile says these are his interests. So, ladies, this has to at least be one of you out there. Or maybe he's not talking about people at all and he's just sharing what he's into with people. Either way, it is very oddly specific. So here goes. Sid's interests are bullhorns, straight lines, nutritional yeast, the multiverse, living in vehicles, confetti, the St. Louis Gateway Arch, idioms, ragtime, sticks, names of towns, large jars, hailstorms, magnets, dolphins, insect protein, egg shakers, urban foot trails, bicycles, handmade soap, spare parts, trains, treehouses, mother-in-law suites, tabletops, and truffle oil.
Stop.
So, ladies, if you are into any of those 700 things, you let me know.
If you're into names of towns.
I mean, what? Also, the St. Louis Gateway Arch. No. I don't know what the multiverse is or what nutritional yeast is. There is just so much to unpack here.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. What is an egg shaker, too? I don't know. I don't know. I don't need to know. But at least he knows what he wants, what he likes.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
So I will give him credit for doing better than the guys that just leave it blank.
Fair.
But it is.
No, that is a good point.
It is still my what the fuck profile of the week.
It's a good what the fuck profile.
Thank you.
Also, in addition to why we're doing this, we did an episode on getting your profile right.
Yes.
And we named like the top 10 do's and the top 10 don'ts.
Oh, it was like an hour and a half episode of like shit that we just see constantly.
Right.
Sorry, it's raining. I gotta shut my windows. Otherwise, it's gonna be way too loud in here.
No, you're good.
Okay. But yeah, go ahead, Ray.
So, let's see. The reason why I brought up the episode is because this was one of our pet peeves, and women don't write profiles for some reason.
Like, what?
There are so many women out there that do not have profiles.
They don't write anything?
Don't write anything.
There's
and it's
a lot
because,
of dudes that do that too, and I immediately swipe left.
Oh, okay.
If you can't be bothered to write anything, fuck you.
Yeah. But, you know, during our episode, we did talk about, like, we do know how Tinder works.
Yeah.
And the obvious. So I'm going to keep mine real nice and short. This is Mary.
Okay.
She is 34 years old.
Okay.
Let's see. She's 48 miles away, which, you know, in Kansas City, that's too far.
Yeah.
Her profile says, I'm super chill and looking for a friend first, then more if we vibe.
I hate that.
Done. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. That's her profile. And it's like, we know. This is how dating works.
Right.
Yes, of course, friends first. And yeah, obviously, if you vibe, more comes after that.
Hello, like, yeah. It's called dating.
Also the vague, like, I'm super chill.
I'm super chill. Like, okay.
I'm super chill.
It's just so lazy. Why rate anything at all at that point?
Right. Friends first and more if we vibe.
Yeah, you know, like dating.
Like dating. like the reason that you're on fucking Tinder in the first place.
Yeah. Oh my God, what the fuck?
Yeah, no doubt. That is the WTF profile of the week.
Wow.
If you guys would like to send us your...
Please.
What the fuck profile of the week, fnbpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You can get in our Facebook DMs, whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. Share with us. Let us know.
Hell yeah. We want to see him. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, if we keep doing this enough, we'll just prevent people from doing this shit.
You know, or at least putting some time and effort into their shit. And when I see that, it's like, this is somebody who is relying on their looks and their pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to tell you anything about them. They just want you to swipe because they're good looking.
Well, and I mean,
so lazy.
Which is lazy, but at least it's better than the, like, bikini clad, like, I'm here to I'm here to find a real man who, like, a serious relationship. Yeah, but you're, like, bent over a car in a bikini. Like, shut up, bitch.
Like, that is my my biggest pet peeve. Also, that real man. Like, I'm looking for something real. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry that you haven't figured out dating yet, and, like, you're not going to fall in love with somebody the first time you meet them. Stop expecting that.
Right. Or maybe, like, steer clear of the dudes with bedazzled jeans who, like, are club promoters for a living, Mary, okay?
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
yeah. Man. Well,
I'm sick of playing games. That's my other pet peeve.
Oh, my God.
I love games.
I love
Sims 4 at the moment.
I like to have fun, adventure, and travel.
Mm-hmm. I like food and drinking. I like things that sustain my life.
Yeah, no shit. It's called science. So we're all on board with staying alive, which is usually eating food. Okay. Anyway, that was our new segment that we just are looking forward to having a lot of fun with. So,
absolutely.
Brian, do you have any shout outs for the week?
I don't think that I do.
Okay. Well, I do. I had the pleasure of doing another Friends podcast this week. It is my friend, comedian John Wessling. And you may remember John Wessling from Last Comic Standing. He was also did a sports cast for ESPN. So he's a very, very funny guy and just amazing. He has a new podcast called After Later. And you can find it on any old doggone platform. I listen to it on Spotify. After Later with John Wessling. So that's JohnWessling. John and I had the pleasure of working together at The Grove. He headlined one night in replacement for someone else, which you ended up being friends with that guy. It was Jeff Richards.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So when Jeff Richards,
super cool guy.
Yeah, Jeff Richards couldn't show up, so John was his replacement, and I am just so glad that happened because he has been such a swell friend to have ever since then, and a very funny guy. So, he also has an album out on Spotify too. Let me look it up really quick.
That's cool.
Yeah. John Wessling. Here we go. It's called Warm at First. It is his stand-up album on Spotify. So definitely listen to that. It's very, very funny, and he is just a super good dude. So listen to his album, Warm at First, and then his podcast, After Later. And you can hear him and I discuss, we talked a lot about the housing crisis during all of this. And rent and concerns about housing insecurity, and I offer a lot of good advice from a property management professional about what your rights are, what you should and shouldn't be worried about, and all of that good stuff. So, we also have some fun and laughs too. So it's a really good, fun, exciting podcast. So
awesome.
Yeah. So check.
And you've had how many years in the property management industry?
16.
So subject matter expert for sure.
Yes. Yeah. I would say that I definitely know more than most people.
Well, right on.
There's a reason that's my audience. Anyway, we won't get into it. We won't bore you with the details. We will just say, take care, you little Franks. Oh, wait. Let's do a euphemism. Fuck off, you little Franks.
What was yours?
I said fuck off, you little Franks, but I didn't mean that. I mean, I hope you fuck somebody. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. That was so stupid. Ryan, just save me.
Yeah. How about you ride below the crupper, you little Franks? All right.